This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about the power of a confident faith. Faith is the most important subject for a Christian to learn about. Nothing in your life happens without faith. Nothing in your life with God is going to work except on the basis of faith. You can't even get saved except through faith in Christ. And so we're talking today about living by faith. We are intended by God to have a different quality of life from anybody else. We're not supposed to have the same issues in our lives that people are having all around us, unable to deal with them, living in frustration and fear and anger because they don't know how to get their lives on the right track. God never intended for us to live that way. And that's why he called us to live by faith. Faith is the key to having the abundant life. If we want to have the abundant life that Jesus came to give us, it's going to be because we learn how to live in faith. Understand this, the abundant life is a supernatural life. Go over to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 and 45. Look at this. This is Jesus speaking. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Now, what I want you to see in those verses is this. God says the kind of love that he has is a love that's there for everybody that he created. He says, I will make my rain fall on the just and the unjust alike. I make the sun to shine on the just and the unjust alike. In other words, everybody in this world is blessed by God. Everybody is receiving the blessing of life from God every day. You see, that's what's called common grace. Everybody gets that. But God intends for his children to have a little bit more. When I was growing up, some of my friends used to get on my case. You see, I was an only child, and my mama worked hard. She worked the 11 to 7 shift at the hospital as a nurse, and she would come home and she would bring me stuff. I had more stuff than the other kids in the neighborhood. And of course, they didn't like it. When they would come over to my house, my mama would be nice to them, you know, and she might give them a glass of Kool-Aid or a jelly and peanut butter sandwich. But for me, man, she'd go to the store, she'd come back and give me all kinds of stuff. And those guys would come over to my house and say, why you get all that stuff? My mama. My mama loves me. Amen. You see, catch this. She was nice to all those kids. If they came into our house, she was going to feed them a little bit, give them something they would enjoy. But for her child, I was blessed. Amen? Amen. I was blessed in an uncommon way. If my mama had not given me anything more than she gave to every other kid in the neighborhood, I would have wondered about her love for me. Isn't that right? I mean, mama, I'm your child. I'm supposed to have something more than everybody else gets. We are God's children. If you are a believer in Christ, if you've committed yourself to him, you are his child. And his purpose and plan for you is that you would have a life that is beyond the ordinary. But in order to have it, we're going to have to live the life of faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is what? impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God wants to work in our lives in a supernatural way. He wants to go beyond just rain and sunshine. He wants to do in our lives what no human being can do. We're his children. But in order for us to have that kind of relationship with him, it's impossible for us to please him unless we are living how? By faith. Amen? And so for us as believers, if we want to enjoy the abundant life, we need to learn how to live in faith. Let's just take a quick trip through the scriptures and see some of the benefits, some of the supernatural blessings that God has in store for us when we do live by faith. Go over to Matthew 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. You want to get your prayers answered? What is the prerequisite to answer prayer? Whatever you ask, how? Believing, amen? In faith. And so the first benefit of living the life of faith is we get our prayers answered. God has already made us a promise. We can count on it. We can know when I go before my Father and I pray to him in faith that he has promised he's going to answer that prayer. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to spend my nights wondering how I'm going to get over. I don't have to be worried and, you know, upset and frustrated and have sleepless nights wondering how I'm going to make it. My God has already promised that he's going to supply every need I have by his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's something I can count on. That's something that I could take to the bank, as we say today. Don't have to worry about it because I'm his child when I come to him on the basis of faith. Go over to Mark 11, 22 and 23. Take it a step further. Mark 11, 22 and 23. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Any of you ever had a mountain in your life, something that was big and immovable? You didn't see how in the world you were going to get over this thing. There was a song that we used to sing when I was coming up. And in fact, when I was in the church in Boulder, Colorado, I brought this song to the choir. It was, Lord, don't move that mountain. Give me strength to climb it. And I said, oh, this is a good song. I like this song. And then I started reading the scripture. And you know what I found out? I don't see anywhere in here where it said, Lord, give me strength to climb mountains. What did it say? We're supposed to be saying, Lord, move the mountain. We don't have to climb mountains. We can expect God, when we walk in the faith life, to move mountains out of our lives. Amen? Don't be having a mountain climbing mentality. Lord, coming up the rough side of the mountain. No. That's not our heritage. That's not what God has in store for us. And when we walk in faith, when we develop the confidence Amen. To come before God in faith that does not doubt that he will keep his promise, we can expect to see mountains move in our lives. You're going to have some mountains. There'll never come a time in your life when there's not some kind of mountain to be faced. And we need to develop a mountain-moving faith. You're going to need to get some mountains out of your life. And if you don't know how, if you don't know how to have mountain-moving faith, to put that kind of faith to work in your life, just resign yourself to it. Get out your hiking boots. You're going to be climbing up the rough side of the mountain for the rest of your life. And that's not what I want. I've got a God that says when I walk in faith, I can expect mountains to move in my life. Go over to Philippians chapter 4. Verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know what the benefit of living by faith is? You can have supernatural peace no matter what the circumstance you face. Anybody here ever lost sleep over something that was going on in your life? Amen. Amen. I mean, we all been there. You know, I used to tell myself, I'm not worrying about this. I'm just kind of figuring it out, you know. I'd be figuring out all night. I have a God who has said that when I'm willing to trust him, he can give me the peace that passes understanding. You know what that means? It's supernatural. It's not just the peace that a normal human being can have. It is a supernatural peace that is above and beyond what a person who does not know Christ can expect to have in his life. No matter what the situation is, when I walk in that faith that says God has me in his hands, will not let me go, I can believe what he said, and when I call upon his name, he has promised he will answer. When I walk in that kind of faith on a daily basis in my life, I can live a life of peace. I don't have to live a life of fear and frustration. Those things don't belong to me. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's our heritage from God. That's what he has in store for us. Supernatural peace. That's the benefit of living the life of faith. One more thing. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Have anything that needs to be conquered in your life, overcome in your life? Any circumstances or situations that you need to be victorious over in your life? Habits that you may have? Things that are hanging over from your past that you did long ago, but the effects of that are still lingering on in your life? The way you may even look at yourself. Oh, I've always been this way. I don't think I'll ever change. If you are in Christ, you are what? A new creation. And when you begin to walk in faith, it is that new creation who's going to walk before him. Not what you used to be. Not what your old limitations were. Not the things that held you in bondage and held you back and you didn't know how to overcome. We are overcomers in Christ. We are more than conquerors in Christ when we learn how to walk and live that life of faith in him. See, you don't have to be afraid of anybody. You don't have to back down from anybody. Why? You're already an overcomer. Already more than conqueror when you're walking in faith. When you're walking in faith. Now, let me tell you something. The devil will try to fool you. Any of you ever dealt with a bully? Now, what happens with a bully? Bully comes up in your face and he goes, come on, put a little rock on his shoulder. You think you're so hot? Flick that off my shoulder. What's the bully counting on? The bully is counting on, he comes up, he gets him in your face. And you get intimidated. So what do? You back up. You bail out. And as long as you back up and bail out, what's the bully keep doing? He take a little bit more, and he'll take a little bit more. Amen? But when you stand up to the bully, anybody ever seen The Wizard of Oz, The Cowardly Lion? Uh-huh. What happened when Dorothy came up to the Cowardly Lion and just slapped him? You see, he was a bully. He was all show. Well, that's the way the devil is. He will come up in your face. He will blow himself up, try to make himself look as big and bad as he possibly can, and say, I'm going to knock you down. And when I knock you down, you're going to stay down. So you just might as well make up your mind toward right now. You are defeated. It's over with. You see, that's what the devil comes to us and says. And all we have to do is remember one thing. The scripture says, resist the devil. And what will happen? He will flee. resist him and he has to flee. Understand this. This is not by choice on his part. He has no choice. He has already been defeated. Jesus has already won the victory over him. And because Jesus won the victory, guess what he is or where he is? He's not standing up in our face the way he likes us to think he is. You know where he is? The Bible says he's down under the sole of my foot. He's under the sole of my foot. And so when we walk in the confidence of faith, we have power over every enemy. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And so learning how to walk by faith is the most important thing that we can do. Let me give you the bottom line on this. Psalm 138, verse 8. I love this verse. Psalm 138, 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Amen? Isn't that a great promise? Whatever is of concern to me, whatever is going on in my life that needs attention, that needs to be settled, needs to be set straight, God, it says, will perfect that that concerns me. So what does it take to have that kind of faith that will give us the supernatural blessings of God in our lives? Look again at Mark 11, 23. Here's the key thing. Mark 11, 23. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. When we come to God on the basis of his word, so that we have a confident faith that does not doubt that God will fulfill the promise that he has made, it gives us the promise here that God will do whatever we ask of him. You want to know the key to getting your prayers answered? You want to know the key to being an overcomer in life? The key to being able to walk in the confidence that God is going to take care of the situations with which you have to deal and perfect those things that concern you? You know what the key is? It's when we are able to walk not just in faith, but in confident faith. Confident faith. You see, having the confidence of your faith allows you to take a stand and allows you to stride forward instead of hanging back in timidity saying, oh, what's going to happen to me? And so we need to have a confident faith that comes before the throne of God and says, Lord, you've promised. I know you never fail in your promise. And therefore, I'm going to receive what you've given to me. Look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Isaiah 30, 15. Look at this. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. You want to know how to get over in life? You want to know how to be an overcomer? How to be more than conqueror, no matter what situation you may face? You've got to face it in quiet confidence. And where does that confidence come from? It comes from knowing who's got your back. Comes from knowing you're not standing out there on your own, by yourself, with nobody to back you up. Comes from knowing that whatever the situation is, you've got behind you the very power of the universe who has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, who has said, whatever comes, I am on your side. You see, you can have confidence in that situation. You don't have to be jumping up and down saying, oh, look at what a great Christian I am. No, all you got to do is stand up, be who you are, speak the name of Christ, and see mountains move out of the way. Confidence. Because you know who Christ is in you. So how do we develop that kind of faith? How do we develop the kind of faith that has quiet confidence that God will never fail? I looked at that word, confidence. Go over to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Don't throw your confidence away, the scripture says. But walk in it. Walk in confidence. Well, I looked that word confidence up in the Greek. You know what it means? It means bold and outspoken assurance. Bold and outspoken assurance. I've said this before, but understand this. And this is so true. There are no wimps for Jesus. No wimps for Christ. If you're a believer walking and living in faith and having the bold, confident faith that we're supposed to have, you walk boldly through life. You don't be hanging back wondering what's going to happen to you. You're saying, Christ, my Lord, has told me to go over here and do this. And so I'm going over here and doing it. Now somebody's standing in my way saying, you can't do that. Any of you ever had somebody tell you that you couldn't do something you thought you could do and wanted to do and knew you should do? Mm-hmm. Discouraged you? Mm-hmm. But see, when you have that kind of faith in Christ, somebody can come up in your face and tell you, no, you'll never be able to do that. Man, I knew you from the time you were little. I know you try to do that, you're going to mess it up, you will fail, you don't have the ability to do that. And you stand up in their face and you say, well, you know what? In one way, you're right. There was a time in my life when that would just have overcome me. I couldn't do it. Couldn't handle it. I would have messed up. But now I know who I am. Now I know that Christ is in my life. And now I know that his word has promised me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so therefore, what you are talking about is something that is in the past, and therefore it is of no account whatsoever. I am going to step forward in Christ Jesus and do what he called me to do, because I know that he has given me the ability to accomplish what he's called me to.
Amen.
And you go on about your business. Amen? Amen. Confidence. Confidence. You are never a victim. You are never somebody who is under your circumstances when you are walking in the confidence of Christ. Bold and outspoken assurance that he's going to give you whatever you need to make it through. Hebrews 4:16, look at it. Here's the way Christians act. Hebrews 4:16. Christians who are living by faith. Here's the kind of life we live. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How do we come before God's throne? Boldly. Why? Because we deserve it? No. Don't deserve it one little bit. I didn't deserve to be the son of my mother. But guess what? I was. And because I was, everything she had belonged to me. Amen? And by the way, that's the way I felt about it. Whatever she had belonged to me. Took me a while to realize that didn't mean I could just go in her drawer and take out anything I wanted to take out. But that's the way I felt about it. Whatever she has belongs to me. Well, guess what? The scripture says that when we walk in that kind of relationship with Christ, we are joint heirs with him. Everything he has, guess what? Belongs to us, because we are joint heirs with the Son of God. And so how do we get confidence in God? We got to get to know him. Amen. We got to come to know the character of God. Is he a God that can be trusted to follow through on what he said? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? You see, that's telling us about the character of God. When God has said it, God will do it. He is not a man that he should lie. And so we can have confidence in God, that whatever he has said, whatever he has promised, he will do. God merits our confidence because of his character. Here's the second thing. Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and now am old. I'm quoting from the scripture here. I have been young and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. What's David talking about? He's saying, I look back on my experience with God. What gives me confidence now? When I look back and see what God has done in the past, from the time I was young till now when I am old, I have never seen God forsake his people. I have never seen him allow those who trust in him to go hungry because they didn't have that with which to nourish themselves. I have never seen him allow his people to go without a roof over their head when they called upon his name. From the time I was just little, all the way up to the time that however old he was at the time. Said, my experience with God has taught me to trust him. Anybody here ever have some experiences with God where you've seen him move in your behalf and it taught you to trust him just a little bit more? Amen. Amen. You see, when we have that kind of experience with God, it builds our faith. It builds our confidence. And so you know what that means? I talk about this so often. You don't wait for the big thing. You call upon his name for every circumstance in life. Don't wait till you lose your job and, oh, Lord, now, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me. God is willing to perfect that which concerns you. And if it concerns you, it concerns him. And so I always share with you guys. I mean, you looking for a parking space? See, whatever it is, whatever the circumstance is, take it to him. Begin to build that confidence. Don't wait for the big thing. In the little things of life, step by step by step. And the confidence will build so that when you do have to deal with the big situation that's far beyond your ability to handle yourself, you already have confidence that he will not fail you. Let your experience work for you to build up your confidence in Christ. Look at Psalm 42, verse 6. Psalm 42, 6. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. The next time your soul is cast down, the next time you're in doubt or confusion or frustration or fear, the next time something's happening in your life that you don't know how to handle, it seems like a circumstance that's so threatening and so big that you would have to call it a mountain that needs to be moved. The next time that happens, remember your God. Remember what you've seen him do in your life. Remember his word that tells you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember that he has promised that whatever need you have, he will supply all your need by his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Remember that whatever challenge you face, that if it's something that God has called you to, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Remember your God. And when you bring to remembrance what he's been in your life, bring to remembrance what you found out about his character in his word. Bring to remembrance, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Then you can walk in confident faith. Confident faith.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the word of God with clarity and integrity, so that our members not only understand the word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.